I know you better than that. You laid in bed at 9. It's like, I should charge him, but I'll do it in the morning. Then the morning comes. You ever do that with your phone?
Every yep. time. Mm-hmm. I'll get gas in the morning. I always just take gas.
Are you guys all gas in the morning kind of people? Or
yeah, I just
try
get it done?
I try so hard like not to be because I hate it.
I have to get gas because I'm so scared.
But if it's nighttime, I'm probably not getting out my car.
Yeah.
What about the phone then?
The phone.
I'm pretty good about it. I just did it the other day, but I don't like... Maybe I'm not on my phone enough, but I feel like it doesn't really die.
I'll set a time in my head that I put down my phone, then don't look at it again.
Yeah.
Like for real, like in my head, and I'm so like at exactly 9:30, I'm done looking at my phone, and I set it down and plug it in.
I believe that. Yeah, I don't have self-control like that.
I fall asleep with mine on playing.
Yeah. That also
oh, no, I can't. I don't do that.
Turn off her phone
I
don't do that.
But Emily will stay on her phone another hour and a half.
This is what he does. Oh, 9:30.
No.
Stares at me.
Absolutely.
Are you guys after?
Are you done yet?
Personal question then on the phone thing, just because I'm curious. After lovey time, do you pick back up your phone, or are you done with your phone for the night?
I'm done.
I probably pick that phone back up. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
unless it's like in the middle of the day.
Yeah. But you know nighttime, like when you're tired, but then you end up...
No, it's on the charger.
You know the back massage.
Yeah.
And the phones go down, and you think you're done with phone time. And then when you come back after you go to the restroom and stuff...
I don't.
Drop the kids off. Do you pick your phone back up?
I do.
Definitely. Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes. It depends on the time at night.
I'm out.
Yeah, Jess? That's right.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm not a before bed kind of girl.
I was going to say,
I'm trying to go to bed. Yeah, so I'm going to need you to stay way over there.
Girls, it seems like this is more of a girl thing. For girls, does it wake you up if you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Puts my ass to sleep.
Really?
Oh, it will wake me up for a minute, but once I lay back down...
You guys got some real men. Not Emily. Emily's like wide awake. Like,
why are we doing this? I was ordering groceries.
Oh. That's what you're thinking about. You're like, I need to remember to do that after this.
What am I going to eat tomorrow? We should meal prep.
We should meal prep.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The Sunday Shampoo episode. Season 2, episode 3. Season 2, episode 3.
Season 2 at some point.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming. We have a new person today.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah.
Get close to that
mic. I'm Hannah. I am the assistant currently. I don't know what else to say.
When did you start?
I started in September.
Where are you from?
I am...
Don't tell people where you're from.
I'm originally from Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. Little teeny tiny town.
Yeah. And it's Missouri.
Missouri.
Yep. She's cool. On that side of the river.
Do you say Warsh?
No. We actually talked about that yesterday. Like at Easter, my mom finally started saying Wash instead of Warsh. And I was like...
This is a step.
Well, your mom can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
But I was starting to say Warsh. I want to know whoever was you know what? There's an R in that word.
Warsh.
There's an R in that word.
What about the word?
Whoever did that.
My dad says measure.
Yeah.
Major. Yeah. Like what?
Major.
I didn't even know what you were saying at first. I was like, I think I said
measure.
Oh.
Major.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. I didn't put that together.
Warsh cloth.
I say whatever I want.
He says
crazy words.
What's
say
that?
Industry?
Industry. Industry.
I've never heard that.
Oh, what's the thing on the back of your foot, honey?
A heel?
Nope. The other thing. The muscle or the tendon inside
of it. My Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon.
It hurts. Always hurts.
My dad's Achilles got sliced out of the back of his...
Can't you die from that? You know, like it.
Can't you literally die from that?
What? That happens to
your Achilles.
It's just a movie.
You could bleed out, but you're not going to die.
It's like the god.
I think you're at more of a risk of like not being able to walk.
Okay.
Like mobility rather than bleeding.
No, that's like happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
He used to work in a warehouse and he was like riding one of those like pallet jacks. And I don't know what happened. It malfunctioned and it like backed...
or I don't know, he got in front of it or it was behind him. Anyways, it like sliced open his ankle. He's fine though. Well, he's ripped now, but he was fine at the time.
Oh.
He's ripped?
No. He's dead, bro.
Oh.
He's R.I.P.
He didn't die from the Achilles tendon, though.
They were unrelated.
Unrelated.
Josh says...
shout out Keith.
We were talking about, like, speaking in front of people. He got, like, so serious. Like, we were in a heated conversation with, like, a couple people about it. And he kept saying, in all seriousness, I was laughing so hard internally. He kept saying, presentate. Instead of present. Like, but like in the middle of like a fight, like a heated, like, she's going to presentate. I was like, trying so hard to not laugh at him because he was heated about it.
She's always mean to me.
And you were so passionate about it.
Yeah.
I'm always passionate when I speak.
That's true.
I thought that you were for me.
You do.
He does.
Other than what Hannah said, Hannah's a you're a really good person, and I think you fit in to Valor and Violet really well, and I'm happy to have you around.
Thanks.
Besides when you missed work yesterday and we were super busy.
You have no idea how bad I felt about that.
Oh, you should have felt really, really bad about 11:30.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys were busy yesterday?
What?
Busy day?
Yeah.
It was like that Friday. Oh. Were you there the last Friday?
Yeah, last Friday was
It was just
crazy.
Like that, but a Saturday.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's awesome.
Like the whole day?
It was good.
There wasn't quite as many people in the building, but it was just
busy.
Double booked and packed.
And just prom. And you know, everyone comes
out. They all bring their like friends. Like, what? Why?
And they're like, come sit back here with us.
Yeah,
where
you're like, we don't have any chairs for you. And
I guess you can have my stool.
I miss prom.
I miss getting ready for it.
Oh yeah,
I miss
prom. So me and Kristen talking about
like going to prom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Kristen. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Me and Kristen talked about an idea. We should do a Valor and Violet prom.
I love that idea.
But the big, what we got to decide though, should we do like prom gone wrong, like funny, or be dead serious, like dress up for real? Like
no,
be serious.
I'm
pull out a prom dress.
Okay. I want a reason to dress up.
Next fall, we're going to do a prom. This coming fall, we'll do a prom.
Okay. Yes.
Like you wear like, a dress.
But like invite our clients? Yeah.
No.
Just us.
Just us.
And like our friends.
Significant others.
And, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll
like probably like go out for the dancing part? Or
yeah, we'll have a dance. Maybe Alex Arthur Band could play for us.
There we go.
Well, line dance.
That's fine.
I'm not talking about on my feet. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, just joking.
just joking.
Your Sammy's there. What? Oh. Okay, so I have. I've been seeing a lot lately. The conversation. And I don't know, you know your algorithm goes? So I don't know if it's a thing or just on my algorithm. But I've been seeing a lot about professional hair care and store-bought hair care. There's a lot of people right now saying that, a lot of consumers saying that they've used professional hair care for years and years and years and years. And their hair was always dry, brittle, virtually shitty. And with all this store-bought stuff now, that is all the reasons why that their hair feels 1,000 times better. So how do you guys feel about that? Or what would your rebuttal be to the consumer that thinks that or is feeling that or whatever?
I feel like, well, a lot of the times I hear from people that they get like those professional products from like TJ Maxx or from something like that. And like, don't quote me on this, but I've been told like multiple times that those go through like a different place before they actually hit the store. So they're not actually getting the product that they're paying for because it's diluted. So yes, it's the same bottle. It's the same like everything. It's a literally that real bottle, but it's just not the real product.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you have to be careful about buying it from like, if a brand doesn't say they specifically sell from a certain distributor, then I think it's pretty risky to buy it. Mm-hmm.
So the reality of that is that's product lines that normally have too much over, don't be fooled by some of the professional hair care lines. It's all the same product. Normally it's expired or they have overstock and they sell a shit ton to places like Walmart, in our area, Hy-Vee or TJ Maxx. So reality of it is some of that professional products there. And that's why we look for brands that don't do that, that don't push product out the back door. They would rather not overproduce, or they would they would destroy the product instead of the word – I'm not looking for the – they don't dilute the actual product, but like belittling. I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Oversaturate the market with the products.
So yeah, they the product in TJ Maxx is real. The product in Hy-Vee is real.
Not always.
Okay, yeah, right. I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. Like, I feel like in today's world, there was a shift that happened. From a distributor standpoint, we talk about this a lot. So maybe it's like we all could be wrong and we all could be right, like on this topic. But in 2020, a lot of the professional brands had to go directly to the consumer market in order to stay alive. What I mean by that is in 2020 and maybe before and maybe a little after, a lot of the brands that are considered professional only, should only be sold in salons by certain distributors or directly through the brand, had to go directly online or start selling in omnichannel retailers in order to keep the brand afloat, because salons weren't operating and using and selling through, especially like we had a very small shutdown, but like California was shut down for how long? I mean, like the overall production of salon goods and resale and professional use of salon goods went drastically down. And in order for those brands to stay afloat, they had to go directly to consumer markets. That also meant diverting from their original intentions of being professional only. They had to in order to stay alive. Now, do I think that the market shifted and they're like, wow, there's a lot of money in the consumer market if we just skip the salons and go, and they stayed there? 1,000%. 100% of the brands that went directly to consumers, I don't know of a single one that has pulled out of direct to consumer, and they all still say that it was to stay afloat. So do I think that some of the product in Hy-Vee and some of the product in TJ Maxx is real? Yes, I do actually think majority of it is. However, when you start selling to those type of consumers and not directly to a professional market like the salons, then you run into the likelihood that at some point along the line, the product has been changed inside the bottle to a cheaper product. The product has been diluted to make more of it, to make more profit. You run into those types of things when it's not such a direct to the professionals and out the door from a professional. So, sorry, that was a long-winded version of.
So, a couple of things that stood out to me, what she was saying and what you said. So, yes, they are diluted. Then that would be the major issue. What I always stand on behind the chair when I'm when I'm selling product, I guess, is that when you speak of the word dilution, diluting, let's say that one product has tea tree in it, tea tree oil, right? Or whatever, like a tea tree product. You could find Pantene makes a product with tea tree in it, and you'll find that Paul Mitchell makes a product with tea tree in it. With every, there's this way with food and everything. Like, there's great, when you buy eggs at the store, you buy grade A eggs. The best eggs you can buy because you're going to consume them. The eggs that they use to put in dog foods and other things, especially like lower end, like on a food source, they become like a grade D. They're barely passing FDA regulation. So when Pantene says that they put tea tree in their product, they're probably using a very cheap grade. They're not using the best grade A tea tree. Another thing too, let's say this whole room was full of tea tree shampoo, Paul Mitchell. The next room over there was filled with Pantene tea tree shampoo. They would fill this room 3/4 full of the best tea tree oil, 3/4 full, then the rest of the other stuff, whatever makes shampoo. In that room, they would fill it full of
the cheap stuff.
Anything filler, and they could put one Visine dropper of tea tree in it, and they'll be like, it has tea tree in it, same as that product. So that's one thing that is different. Another thing I think is different, I always, skincare, anytime I use shitty skincare, my face doesn't break out, doesn't do anything. Like, it almost seems better. As soon as I go to good product, like really good skincare, it seems like I break out more. I think the reason is because it's actually doing its job and just not covering something. It's not just like a fix. It's actually
it's going below, like,
fixing. So you have to go. It has to get worse.
Purge
from, before it from, gets better. From all of the back
good ingredients,
back stuff, all the other stuff we've done to our before to get to the good part. And most people, me, I'm guilty of this. I get frustrated because I spent X amount of dollars on this, whatever it is, and I'm not getting a good result, so I just get impatient. I feel like that's kind of the way with hair care.
I also think, oh, Kristen, do you have something to say?
I was just going to say, because a lot of the hair care products that you can buy, you know, in a big store are kind of have like wax base.
I was just going to say this.
It feels great. It's so shiny, but
you know what the most like head turning, like, oh my God, that makes total sense moment for me, like literally 15 years ago. I bought these really crappy extensions, like super cheap, because I was broke. I wanted some clip-in extensions. They were trash hair. They were human hair, but the cuticles were all moving in different directions. And if you guys have ever bought like kind of crappy hair, when you first get it,
it's currently in my head right now.
Yeah. When you first get it, the hair feels amazing. Like you pull it out of the package and it just feels like butter. And you're like, wow, why did I spend like literally 7 times on better human hair for it to feel not as good as this? But then you wash it 2 or 3 times and it feels like a Brillo pad. And what I learned about this is I stopped into like a local wig and weave shop. What's it called? Anyway, Mid-K. And they were selling straight silicone.
Wow.
For extensions. And she's like, this is like when I'm in cosmetology school. So I was like, whatever it's going to make my hair feel better, I'll buy it. Put it on my hair, instantly felt 700 times better. And then I got to thinking and I'm like, why are they selling? We're told over and over and over again to not use silicones on our hair. And like products that have silicones in them are bad for our hair. So I started like doing a little research. And what I found was that the reason that people think their hair feels so good with, I'm not going to name brands, but the ones that you get at Walmart on the shelf is because there is chemical based and silicones, I mean, and some plant-based silicone derivatives that are in those products, and they coat your hair and make it feel exactly like the bottle of silicone did to my extensions. So it makes it feel better. But what happens is over time, all of those silicones coat the hair and they like encapsulate each one of your hair strands. And after probably 6 to 8 to 12 months of using said shampoos and conditioners and products that have those silicones in them, it will eventually, have you guys ever had somebody come into the salon and they're like, my hair will not hold curl. And you're like, what shampoo are you using? And they're like, Tresemme.
Are you trying to highlight that hair?
Yes. It's like, it's almost like greasy. Solidified on the outside of the strand so much so that it's weighing down their hair. It won't react to heat. It won't. And if you don't know, most of those silicone and silicone derivatives cause the internal hair structure to never actually get, once you use it so many times, it stops getting the nutrients because it's literally just sliding down the silicone. You're not getting the oils from your head. You're not getting the other helpful, useful products that you may be investing in at the salon. None of that is actually making it into your cuticle because it's so coated with silicones from those shampoos and conditioners that you're buying at the store. So don't buy those.
And we, as stylists, you know, we can make your hair feel soft. Like if you get the right steps, you do the right steps, you blow dry the right way, you do all the things that we, then your hair, it will be soft, but you can't just, you know, use a shampoo that doesn't have any of that crap in it and then sleep on it and let it air dry and
expect
like, why is my hair so dry? It wouldn't be if I used
I also feel like people, like, you buy a professional product, you spend a lot of money on it, but then they don't, they use it once and expect everything to be changed, but like you have to use it multiple times for like almost, I mean, I feel like even with skincare sometimes it's like a couple months.
You have to do your part.
Like, you have to wait it out.
When I went through the aesthetics program, they told us it's recommended that when you're trying new, for each new skincare product, you have to be consistent with it, meaning using it once or twice a day for at least 60 days. Mm-hmm. If you use it and you give, you, like, it's not able to fully penetrate your skin and like purge and do all the things it needs to, if you're using it any less time than that. So I mean, with hair care, like, it's the same thing, maybe not. I mean, I don't know for sure. Maybe not a full 60 days, but you have to at least a month, mm-hmm, I would say.
For sure.
If not more.
Especially if you're only washing once a week. Like, how would you... Like, that's not gonna...
I also think, too, like, maybe it wasn't the right product for them. Mm-hmm. Like, the original question was, this professional product made my hair feel dry, but Tresemme or whatever the store-bought stuff doesn't. Maybe the professional that they recommended was not the right product for you. Like,
be using like something super like clarifying, and they need something like Nutriplenish, like something hydrating.
Yeah. So I think it falls back on the professional, what you're prescribing, mm-hmm, to get the right stuff. Mm-hmm. I know Valor and Violet, we're big on doing everything with insurance, right? Mm-hmm. If we prescribe wrong, and I think that's just like a doctor doing medicine. You know, not necessarily the first medicine works, and we're human too. But I know at Valor and Violet, that's one thing cool too about buying from a professional is not only I believe you're getting a better product, but if it doesn't work, you simply just bring it back and we try something else. I mean, it's that easy. I also feel another, I'm not going to think of the word.
Can I help you?
When something's like made more, is I feel like... I like to believe, and I think especially the brands that we carry at Valor and Violet, are more ethically sourced.
Great, mm-hmm, words.
Is that a right word?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Aveda is all about.
I know Aveda and Bumble are made in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that some of the ingredients don't come from some places that I don't know. I would like to say that it doesn't. But I know, some's made up in Minneapolis and bottled there. I'm proud of that, mm-hmm, right now, because we rely so much on... stuff coming from other places. And I think, you know, when you're having a product come from China. You know, it's just, you don't know all the things. So ethically sourced is big to me. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I would tell a consumer is that, you got to know where your stuff's coming from. Or I would like to know that when I buy something.
Even our extensions are ethically sourced. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not from the U.S., but they're ethically sourced, mm-hmm, which is a huge deal. Like, literally, I can't think of one thing in our salon that isn't proven
ethically sourced. Kristen.
Right. Kristen is not ethically
She's
sourced.
She's not ethically sourced.
Something ain't right.
Jess, what would you tell a client if you had that conversation or could reply on a comments thing on one of those posts?
What? Like,
yo.
What?
I don't feel like you finished that question. Or maybe I just
said what would you say to someone that says store bought products better than professional product?
I mean, that you're wrong. That it is just an illusion, basically, because they are just like feeling the wax and the silicones, and it might feel fine for now, but eventually it's just like Emily was saying, it's just going to build up, and then they're not going to be able to do anything with their hair. It's going to be like as soon as you put a curling iron to it and try to curl it, you can just see all of like the steam coming off of it because it's just like it's like melting a candle. Like,
have you ever taken a like a dull feather scissor? Razor?
Yeah,
Wrong
way on the hair strand
of someone that
you can
has,
watch it.
You can
all just
see it
flake off.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Somebody that has used that
store bought stuff. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I didn't know that's what that was though. It was just like,
it could be various things, but that's usually if somebody says that to me, I'm like, they're like, oh, I just used some stuff that I get at Target. I'm like, watch this.
You can
this.
Like mm-hmm. smell. Like that stuff has a distinct smell. Like even after we yes. use like the Bumble and Bumble stuff, I will go back and I'll blow dry and I smell it's straight through.
As soon as I get to the shampoo bowl, I can yeah, smell it.
And like some people will be like, that smells really good. I'm like, I can't handle it. Like this.
Or even perfumes fake. That they use in there, how it just stains your hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it's just in there because it's some been on and covered.
Oh my God. I can smell that.
So, okay. So I guess we... So the biggest problem, and I think this is just a society thing, and we run into this a lot in the salon, whether it's someone who's dark and wants to be blonde. If you don't get them blonde the first time, you suck because you didn't do your job. I mean, there's so many things that relate to this product problem. But the biggest problem in society right now, and this is what we need to change, I don't think there's not even a question, hands down, that professional hair care is better than store-bought stuff. Like, that's... They can't even be a conversation.
Well, we can back it up.
The people that are all posting these videos, and this is the problem, this is a major problem that I see right now, and I'm guilty of it in some ways, is everyone wants instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Point. So I think that's where as professionals, we need to take it back and really, really have really good consultations about all these things. And that's what's going to help us push retail and put professional hair care back to where it belongs. Because of the issues that they created for us, we're cleaning up their messes, which is fine. We kind of always are anyways. I mean, we have to defend what we stand for. But I think we can just, hands down, I know Valor and Violet, we can all do better from hair care to realistic color results because of what they had used, what they're doing. Realistic on a big thing right now is pricing. What our prices are going to be, how we're going to do it, and just have really good consultation, just have a lot of open conversation. Really transparent, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Liv, why are you always late? Dude, I texted you a relevant text yesterday, and you replied 3 hours later.
I told
later.
You. I said I took a nap.
I know. I was looking at his phone at something, and I was like, oh, okay. Liv just texted
like
you back.
What's in, Hannah, what's a normal nap time?
I don't take naps, though. That's Hannah, the thing. Hannah, what's like, a nap I don't
time? Like an hour?
Do you know, I think actually, technically, I think any longer minutes. Than 20 to 30 minutes, yeah. and they say it's actually like more asleep. Harmful.
So
than
Liv went to bed.
Yeah.
So don't say I took a nap. Dude, Liv straight went to bed.
I got
bed.
Off work, I ate, laid down, and you I just passed out. Did
something else.
Didn't get back up.
Did something else.
Saturday.
Maybe, just a little bit.
Do you guys struggle with that with your families or people around you that, first off, we work weekends. Okay. And you're a young person.
Mm-hmm.
You do this shit for like 25 more years and you're 45 years old. Dude, I'm sorry. On a Saturday, after I've already worked, it was my 6 day week. On Saturday, when I get off at 3, I don't care if Lil Wayne is going to Valor Ballroom and I got backstage passes. Say, I don't ever want to do anything. Call me what you want. I'm not going.
I literally had three people ask me to go to Des Moines last night. And I was like, I'm not driving. I just got off of work. Like, I'm going home.
I physically cannot do it. And I feel so guilty and lazy.
I know. It's hard.
And then prioritizing, taking care of yourself, doing all these things that you don't have to do all the time. But, like, I don't know why I'm so tired all the time. It drives me crazy. Is everyone
because you work 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that'll do.
Fun. Okay, but me being late, like, I'll tell you this. Like, I get up, weird. I'm doing great on timing. It's up until that last 15 minutes right before I have to leave. It's done. Just it's gone vanishes. For it. It's like 3 minutes went by and now I'm late. And I'm like, oh.
So you need to start your whole routine like 30 minutes earlier.
Yep.
Emily's really good at being on time. Emily's really good at
but
being on
then
time.
In my head, I'm like, well.
Are you?
No.
Bro, she asked me in bed this morning. She's like, what time's the podcast start today? I'm like, 11. She's like, okay, yeah, so we'll like 15 minutes before. I'm like, yeah, but we, you know, the whole showing up on time is late. You guys know how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we should probably leave about 20 minutes before.
That's not what you said.
And then I say a lot of things that are said that I've never said. Do you guys do that in relationships?
No, I swear to God, this is, I am not lying. This is how that conversation went. What time is the podcast? It's at 11. Okay, so we need to leave like 15 minutes before? Yeah. Oh, that was the conversation.
So she only heard the first part then of the conversation. I'm sorry.
You never said 20 minutes.
minutes before?
I virtually said we should probably leave like 20 minutes before because he we need to be that. Early.
He didn't say that. But okay. He wants to tell everybody on the podcast he said that.
Okay, again, so in your guys' relationships, do you guys have those conversations that never happened? Whether it's you, have you said something and they say you didn't say that?
Oh, yeah.
Cole just doesn't answer
Why
me.
Why is that a thing, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like, does okay, cool.
I do it. I do it to Carlos. Because
okay, possibly like, yes, I could did, be doing something, and if you told me, and I'm not like actively paying attention to you, it definitely I didn't hear it. Like it just winging. Mm. Or I just forgot because I ain't got a memory.
Or
does Cole
no
listen
memory.
To you?
No memory.
He does, but he doesn't respond to me out loud. He responds to me in his
I do that
noggin. So I'm like, okay. Did like hello?
Did you hear
he's
me?
Like, yeah, I heard you, and I'm like, okay. He doesn't really say it with that much acknowledgement. Attitude, but I'm like, oh my god, okay. Yeah, could you say it out loud? Because that would be really helpful. Like, my god.
Tyler probably talks is good communicator, isn't he?
I was gonna say I am blessed with a guy who is a great communicator, and he knows that how much
you
I get in my
on
own
the
head about things. So he's, I think he's a little extra communicative with me because he just knows that I
need it.
I'll spiral. Yeah, I need it.
Yeah.
Like even if I don't, like if maybe I personally know, but like I'm wanting to hear you say it, like depending on the thing, like I'm going to hear you say it or like communicate that with me.
I'm sorry if I made
me.
Us late. We weren't late.
No, we were on time, and on time was late. Okay, I don't
know. We showed up the exact same time that two other cars of people showed up.
We should have been the first car.
That was for me this time.
We should have beat you out
here. I went
from
being the late one to the one that was here first.
I'm too anxious of a person to be late. Makes me feel sick to my stomach. Like, I've got to be on time. And I feel like usually we carpool a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like usually we are still at least 20 to 30 minutes early. Or
this
we try to be.
I think I've said this on the podcast before. Valor and Violet is the earliest team I have ever seen in my whole
That's
professional
hilarious.
Career.
Really?
Like by a landslide. Like, I work with hundreds of salons across the state and like do classes and they have a start time of 9 o'clock and there's people rolling in at 9:20. No. There's people rolling in at 9. I am not kidding you guys. I was actually like, the first couple times I hung out with you guys and like worked on a Saturday morning, I'm like, am I late? Like I'd walk in at like 8:45, 15 minutes before my 9 o'clock appointment. And everybody's already there, set up, coffee in hand, just like staring at me.
Because
like
Josh raised us.
Yeah.
I just
like it. And but also there is nothing worse than getting there and your client
is
sitting
already there
like,
and staring at you.
And I don't have time to like, oh my God, I need a minute.
Doesn't that give you more stress in that situation than being stressed out of just being early?
Yes.
Because being early, it's hard to be like, what? Because I'm crazy too. Like if there's dishes in my, I'll do so much. Dude, I've already done so much before I even got to work. It's wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let alone a 40-minute drive.
I have to. Mm-hmm.
Jessalyn let our dogs out one day and she texts me and she's like, dude, is your house always this spotless? I'm like, yeah, Josh will physically, he'll be ill if he leaves one thing,
that's
my a cup mom. In the sink.
I light an incense before I leave so there. It smells good when I get home. Mm-hmm. I'm wild. I can't help
You're looking out for your future self.
Yeah,
I need
really
to be better
is.
At that. I'm not always.
I flew by Emily yesterday morning in my car and she goes, was that you? And I was like, no. She goes, oh my God, a car just like yours with tinted windows just flew right by me. I'm like, it was me, dude. What do you mean? But she totally fell for it.
I rolled past
well,
Carrie.
Well, he left before me. So I'm like, there's no way that this is him. Like, that just cruised on.
You know
past
one thing
me.
That happened though when I got close to her in a certain her car picked up my phone.
Bluetooth.
So I thought it's something. Theo Vaughn. Because that's what I was listening to, is Theo. Theo Micro.
What were you gonna say, Kristen? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, you're good. I rolled past Carrie and I like made this like dumb face at her. And she's like, So just like turns around, she's like,
she's probably talking to one of her boyfriends.
Do you remember that guy on Instagram that rolls up next to people and makes that.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Kristen does that when we drive past people.
Instead of that's my new thing. Like instead of like being angry or like I'm just like.
Why does he do that?
And they're like,
and he just keeps doing it until they react. Like at a stoplight, he'll just be like.
That's what we need more of, though.
That's like my biggest fear. I try to, if I'm the one that's the last car pulling up, I'll either be like behind their window or in front of their window so there can be no eye contact made. And I'm not looking over, I'll look any direction.
It's really weird when you're on a motorcycle and you pull up next to somebody because you're like a foot from their window and you're like,
hello. Helmet, tinted visor, bud. No one even knows who you are.
No. Remember when we almost got hit by that guy?
Yeah, the drunk guy on a Sunday morning.
And you rode up to his window.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's what I did. That was wild. I actually was very nervous that Josh was going to
murder
get
someone
in an accident while murdering somebody. Mm-hmm. So we were on Second Avenue, for those of you that don't know. Tyler, Kaylee were on his bike. I was on my sporty. Josh was on his motorcycle, his road glide. And we were heading down Second Avenue towards Interstate, kind of by like a little bit north of Big Barn.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys know where that is on Second Avenue. Anyway, headed towards Interstate. Car coming the other way on Second Avenue. And he goes to whip a shitty in the middle of the intersection and just does it right like in front of us. Mm-hmm. We're going 65 mile an hour on motorcycles. He obviously doesn't see us and whips a Yui right in the middle of the road. Like, could have killed us.
Yeah, easily.
We all slammed on the brakes. Josh went psycho. By the way, I can hear what he's saying in his helmet because our helmets are connected. And so all I hear is, for YouTube's purposes, bleep, 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 bleep. Like just flipping out. And then he rips off. Mm-hmm. So this guy, it's two lanes, right? Does a Yui and goes into the right lane. Josh just takes off on his motorcycle, gets right up next to him, has a hold of the left handlebar, pulls this close to this guy's driver's side window, going 60 mile an hour on Second Avenue, and just wails on this guy's driver's side window.
Like,
and he's like,
you could have killed us.
Uh-huh.
I do not
60 mile an hour.
I probably shouldn't have did that, but in motorcycles, I'm uber sensitive about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like, not that anyone owes us, I would consider myself a motorcyclist. Not that anyone owes us anything, but like, dude, we have one chance on a motorcycle. A car, like, I'm more chill in a car. Like, that would have happened. I was in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I would have did the. But on a bike, especially like with my wife riding on a bike,
it
and
was
my
like
friend,
my second time ever riding, too. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just get Ubers. I probably shouldn't have did that.
That was like one of Tyler's like first time meeting you guys. Tyler's like,
yeah, that was
whoa.
Like.
He's like, he's just like, whoa. Wow.
That is him freaking out. Wow.
I have never seen him do that before.
But the guy will always look out for motorcycles now.
He should.
And like that, again, not that we're bad, but dude, there's a whole outlaw part to the motorcycle thing. Dude, you gotta just, motorcyclists just let them do their thing.
It's just how you were raised, gangbangers,
man. Just like, leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. They're not out to get you, ever. But like when you see patches at a bar, you don't make friends with them. They just like, they don't want to be friends with you, you just leave them alone, and they won't bother you. People always ask, like, were you scared of New York City? No, I don't fuck with nobody.
Yeah,
do what I do.
Mind your business.
Are you scared of your motorcycle? No, I mind my own business.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But if like it comes to like someone being neglectful or whatever, you gotta let them know.
Yep.
Well,
because I'm uber sensitive about drive. Like, if I hear bikes, even like remotely hear bikes, especially this time of year.
Hypersensitive. Like, where are they at?
Dude,
alert.
I just let them go. They're going. Because bikers are assholes, dude. We ride 100 miles an hour. We lane
split. Exclude me from this.
We do all these things. But it's like,
I was with a friend in the car the other day. I was telling Josh about this. And where we were had just legalized lane splitting. If you guys don't know what lane splitting is, it's where motorcycles can drive right down the center dotted line in between cars.
That's so cool.
How did they make that legal?
There's a lot of California.
There's
dangerous.
There's a lot of states that actually legalize it because it's like one less person to hold up traffic because they can fit through them. And as long as traffic stopped, you can bob and weave right through all those. Anyway.
Okay.
But they had just legalized lane splitting and we were talking about it. And not even 2 seconds later, she was driving and I didn't mean to sound like a mom, but I was like, she whipped a U-ey right in the middle of the street, like 2-lane road. And she was like, there's nobody coming, whipped a U-ey right in the middle of the road, like not waited till the intersection, just did it right in the middle. And I was like, okay, we just not even 2 minutes ago talked about how lane splitting is legal here. And you could have just killed somebody. Mm-hmm. You looked for cars. Mm-hmm. And if there was a motorcycle that just was peeping through right to the left of you when you did that, you would have killed them. Like, just FYI.
Yeah, so when you drive in Cali, obviously, like California, if you ever, you got to watch out. Dude, those bikes, when you think you're sitting in traffic, you're just going to dot over.
Nope. See, that happens like every time I go to Chicago. Every time I drive,
I see that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in Chicago. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just be aware. Yeah, but I have anger problems. I do have anger problems.
I get real, real
just
raging.
That day. I've never seen you do that before. That's why I was like.
If we've ever, it's just that situation that I've had. But I normally don't ride front. I've had people ride front, my friends that do that to people. Like, it's a wild time.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. What movie is that?
Oh my God.
With the Somali pirates.
Yes.
Oh. What the hell is it called?
Oh, God, I'm going to hate myself after this.
Takeover?
No. Did everyone like White Lotus Season 3?
Yes.
I need to watch it.
I never watched it.
What?
That's crazy. Did you watch White Lotus?
No. I need to watch it.
I don't
need to
start. Me and Hannah talked about watching it together.
Yeah. Okay.
I might.
It's good.
I have my mother-in-law, so that might be better, actually. Yeah.
Most expensive cat right now. A Savannah and a Mancoon bred together.
I had a Maine Coon.
That was so random.
What?
Dude, wouldn't that be a sweet ass cat?
It would so be, bad. But where did that?
Is that tied into White Lotus?
We're talking about White Lotus.
No,
that's just my brain. Dude, we went from motorcycle raging to White
cats,
Lotus.
Those are really pretty. Bengal, they actually have like huge leopard spots on them.
How about a dingle?
Barry.
Barry. I knew that was coming.
Dingle Barry.
Joshua. Real quick before we close, I just want to talk about one more thing back to our salon. And I always like to have Emily here to vouch for this just because she works for so many salons. Last Friday, this last Saturday, we had super rock star days that were pre-2020 to me. Whoever wasn't in the business then, that's how we operated as a company. I think it's coming full circle. Is that how you say it?
Full circle.
Full circle. I think that every salon right now is in a really weird place. Clients are figuring out where they want to spend money and do things. Some of you guys that are new, it's a lot slower building than it was a few years ago. It's a lot like how you guys are building now is how I started out building when I first started in this business in like 1999. There was a period though, probably around when Kristen started, where it was easy.
So yeah,
dude, it was the easiest thing in the world. It's not easy anymore. I think though the clients that we are getting are better retention, better because a lot of those clients that were they were easy come, easy go, and everyone was kind of doing the thing. So it's changed. So what I want to say is, don't get frustrated. You have to keep working. You have to keep starving. You have to keep being hungry, and it's gonna pay off. Instead of 1 to 2 years, it might take 3 to 4, but I can tell you it's going to pay off. And things are going. I already see it, like in our shop, even with all the changes and adversity that we've had to deal with, dude, we're for sure on and up. I know Emily's been in some really popular salons that are big. I mean, when you talk about 20 chair salons and there's only 3 clients in there, eek. They're dealing with the same shit. So don't get frustrated. And we're not even that bad. I mean, we always have at least 3 clients, or whatever the case is. So don't get frustrated. I think we're honestly above average and we're doing better than the most. And don't be fooled by Instagram and all that other bullshit. Because I know we talked about that a few podcasts ago. All these hairdressers want to say all of this shit and none of it's true.
I'm loving that I'm seeing on Instagram that people are like, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but people are leaving
going back
by
to commission salons.
Into a salon, like a chair rental, even, which that leads to, like, people are not loving, people, meaning licensed stylists, are realizing that they're bored by themselves. And I love it. I'm like, get back to the good old days.
Well, the chamber thing is awesome.
It's so much more fun. Like on Mondays after you leave, I'm always by myself.
It's nice that there's like salons.
It's so much more fun when there's people around.
Dude, when we rock and roll and you leave there, like what the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
You drive all the way home silent.
Yeah. Can't even breathe.
You couldn't create that feeling though with one person. Like that was the whole, it was all of us. Like that's a thing. That's a vibe. You know, I don't know. I like it.
Me too.
Yeah. You have a really good team right now.
I fucking dork out on that shit. I love it.
And then he comes home and goes like this.
So, because I give it my all. I'm telling you, I do. So, guys, support everyone in the shot. You know, not all of our stylists are here, man. Like, just let them know, like, fuck, man. You know, I have gratitude for them. And we just all need just to keep helping each other out.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
Nope. I don't think so.
Happy Kristen's mom's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mom.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Later.
Sunday shampoo.